It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. It's guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
B-Pod Studios.
This is the DraftKings Over-Under Show with the Bankroll Boys, Joe Murray and Dan Lischatz on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Hey, good morning, DraftKings Over-Under Show. He's Dan Lischatz. I'm Joe Murray. Tucker Silva's back. Trying to figure out how I can hear anything that's going on this morning, but I don't need to hear, right?
Everyone messes with the stuff, and it never resets it. In the back, the thing was...
Yeah, Dan and I had a fire drill just two
minutes
ago.
Oh, I'm here every morning. Things seem to be pretty fine when I come in.
Put it back the way you found it.
Maybe I'll try this. How are we doing? Hey, I did something.
There you go. IT Joe Murray over here.
Talk program 2.
That's correct.
There's a button that we have here that I never knew existed.
Yeah, but why was it so... whatever. Jesus.
Whatever.
I haven't had my coffee yet. Come on.
I didn't have a coffee today either. You know, okay. Gambling. Tucker, you know what happened last week and you weren't here?
Sports happened.
We went 9-1.
Oh! I guess should not do the show.
We went 9-1 of picks. No bragging because, you know, sometimes you win, sometimes you go on a 9-1 run and then, you know, then you're 1-1 the next day. Overall, it was a pretty good weekend for us. We got a slate again today. We're just going to open up the books. We did a two-hour show last week, so it was a little easier to, you know, spread it around a little bit.
By the way, last 7 days, just putting this out there, 25-10-2.
Wow. I know
71%.
So I took a Rockies game. Whenever it's 12.5, I go under. But it moved to 11. There was 9 runs in the 8th inning.
It was 11.5, yeah. It closed with 10.
It won.
It didn't matter. Everyone won with the number.
It won, but it was scary. Took the over in that Flyers game. That was not smart. Yeah. I don't know why I'm taking overs in hockey anymore. I'm just going to stop.
Everything is an under right now. It's under city, except for the late games, which have terrible ice conditions and seemingly go over almost every night.
So... I want to get into last night's Celtics game in a minute here. There is an NBA little slate today. Clips, Blazers, Jazz, Nuggets. You know, is everyone playing, I guess, is the big story today.
Yep.
So that's why it's interesting. The Suns have been on fire. The NHL, Knights, Avalanche, Flyers, Bolts. And then tomorrow we found out the Bruins will take on Washington at noon. And there might be some unfit to play for the Bruins players that might not be able to play. Including, I don't know, Patrice Bergeron and David Krejci. So that could be interesting. WNBA continues, Dan. We got, 3 games today? Golf, PGA. I took Henrik Stenson. I don't think he made it. And then Webb Simpson was my pick. I think he's 1-under right now.
Jason Day was my pick.
Okay, there we go. So, I mean, we're hanging in there.
Jason Day is like top 2 right now.
Yes, good.
Yeah.
Ho Tong Lee at the top of the leaderboard there.
Tucker, tell me about Ho-Tong.
Do you know anything about him?
I know nothing about him. All I know, I was watching it last night, that his round concluded here at 3:30, where he teed off at 10:15 yesterday. And last night, our time locally, at like 8 p.m., he was out there at the driving range working on his game. So that could be a good thing or a bad thing.
But Tommy Fleetwood, Jason Day... Brooks Koepka, who owns the... I'd still bet Koepka to win this thing.
I have a Koepka over Johnson head-to-head matchup. I'm kind of worried about Johnson. Had a real good second round yesterday.
Yeah, it's that course, man. Certain people just know that course. And, of course, Major League Baseball. I'm sorry, what was it?
I just want to throw in one name to look out for, Tommy Fleetwood.
Yeah, he's bad. Yeah,
he made a massive run yesterday.
Yeah, and there's some college football lines that came out, well, as far as, like, who will win. We still don't know who's playing. But their odds are out there. And I just wanted to bring up something about a COVID coin flip that I thought.
When I saw that report, I thought that was fake. Legitimately thought it was like a funny, like, haha, like, okay.
No. So anyways, the phone number here is 617-779-0985. I just wanted to do a little laugh at the beginning of this show. I already told Dan this off the air. I know Tucker doesn't know this just yet. But last night, the Celtics played a game. And they played the Toronto Raptors. And to be completely honest with you, I wasn't expecting this. From what I heard after the game, the Celtics, I guess they like put on like all the lockers and told the team that you're basically the worst defensive team in the bubble. And like the players were pissed. Like I guess they didn't realize it. And so Steven's like, yeah, you guys can't play defense. You guys aren't a defensive team anymore. And it, like, bled through the locker room. Because everyone talks about how great Toronto is, right, on playing defense. They shut the Raptors down for 14 points in the first quarter. Like, their starters had 47 points. They couldn't do anything last night.
I don't think a single Raptor had more than 14 points.
But, like, I think, like, what the Celtics don't understand is that if they play defense, they'll automatically get offense. Like, dude, there were times last night where Jason Tatum would, like, come up the court and then like look around and then throw behind the back pass to Kemba Walker to shoot a three. It was like swag city. And if they can just play that type of defense, they'll be fine offensively. They have all the offensive talent in the world. I don't know where it was against the Heat. I don't know what happened. But like last night was a complete beatdown. And I don't know. Are they sending a message, Dan? Am I getting overexcited?
The 22-point victory does not reflect how unfair that game was. Lopsided. Ridiculous. Honestly, outside of Marcus Smart's offense last night, which was putrid. Marcus.
I didn't even realize
stop
it.
Stop taking threes. You're 0 for 4. Why are you taking a fifth? Like, okay, you know, he was fantastic.
I didn't want to get it.
Dude, he was horrendous.
Let's see. What's the box score?
He was 1 of
8. Because he hasn't been great.
He was 1 of 8. 0 for 5 from 3.
Listen, he started out like fantastic.
Smart was amazing defensively last night, so I really can't get on.
2 points.
Just Marcus, please.
0 for 5 from 3.
When you're not feeling it,
1 for 8.
Let someone else shoot. Okay?
like Brad Wanamaker.
But the Celtics last night, and we talked about this, Joe, if they play defensive basketball, it translates to offense because they love to run the fast break. They have Tatum, Brown, Hayward, Walker, Smart. Those guys love to run the fast break. And honestly, Robert Williams joined in last night too. And he was fantastic in his 11 minutes of game time as well. I thought he should have got, 20 minutes last night when you're blowing the team out by 40.
I think it's time to put him in the rotation. He had 11 minutes last night. If he can get 7 to 11 minutes, I think he can contribute a little bit.
By the way, Johnny Wall game. Wrong. He is a good rebounder.
Shooter.
He is a good
rebounder. Yeah, I think he can shoot.
And he has a good little jump.
I mean, I'm not
saying
he's there to shoot the basketball. He's there to clean up around the basket.
At Miss State, he was a good shooter.
We've never called basketball games. So just remember that we've never called the basketball game.
Never bet on one.
Okay, there you go. Right, shots fired.
Don't
I'm
get me wrong.
On.
Catholic Suburban League champions 2000. Okay, but I never called a game. Sorry. All right, just to bust balls a little bit more here. So the spread for that game last night was 1.5, one somewhere.
Opened at 3, by the way. I got a 3, and three. Everyone was asking me, what do you like? I was like, I like the Celtics at 3.
Okay. The line, it was all over the place. I saw 218. I saw 219. I saw 220. I saw 221. I saw 222. I saw 222.5. So anywhere from 218 to 222.5 was the line last night. Tucker, if you may, can you pull up my computer screen? I just want to hear the final call of the game. The score is 122 to 97. So what's that? I'm not good at math. I believe that is 219 points.
Yes, 219. tonight.
Okay. Let's listen to the final call of the game, if possible.
Kelly Johnson is going to take a shot because why not? He'll knock down a three that will give us the final margin. The Raptors score 31 points in the final 6 minutes of garbage time to get us a very misleading final.
Whatever. Did you hear that again?
He's going to take a shot because why not? He'll knock down a three that will give us...
That knocked down a three at the buzzer there? Blew everybody's cover. Right? You don't know what I had last night?
One more time. Let's play it again.
Okay, just one more.
Stanley Johnson is going to take a shot because why not? He'll knock down a three that will give us the final margin. The Raptors score 31 points.
Yeah, that's my spread. Pushing. That's called a push.
That's your under-pushing.
That's a push. The Celtics ran the ball out. They threw it in bounds, and then they're like, yep, they're just going to take a 24-second violation, whatever. There's 3 seconds left. They inbounded. Dude Jackson, shut up. Done.
35-point first quarter. How many do you think they had in the fourth quarter, Joe?
I don't know.
74. 74-point third quarter.
And he's laughing. Who's that laughing?
You had 73 points to play with in the fourth
73
quarter.
Points? Laugh. It's funny, right?
It is funny.
That's hilarious.
I feel bad, dude. I do. That's, I mean, it's not a bad beat because he didn't lose, but it's the worst push maybe ever.
No, just guys, we get the laugh. Get the laugh in there.
So, okay. So I have a funny story about this. I'm in a gambling group with a bunch of guys, basketball guys, love basketball. They're all on the under. Every single one in the group, except for myself. I'm on the Celtics. Every single one in the group, loving it. Third quarter goes, okay, 60-point quarter. We knew one of those was going to happen. I was like, all right, all you guys need is literally under 74 points. 69. They're all they're freaking out, and they lost. They lost it. It's a Twitter group chat, but, I mean, lost it, dude. They were like, I can't believe this. It was bone crushing.
Just one more time. Look, I got to hear the laugh, though. I need the laughter. The laugh. I didn't hear the laugh.
That was Tucker laughing.
That was Tucker. That was me laughing, you silly goose.
I thought somebody on the broadcast was laughing.
Might as well.
Yeah, by the way.
It was funny when that went in. I watched it. I wasn't mad. The ball went in, and I watched it literally. Like, I watched it go through the hoop, and I go, of course.
Listen, there was one guy in the group who got 222.5, and he was laughing just like he was laughing at everyone else. I mean,
yeah, because you get that hook,
of course.
And that's why, dude. I hate to say it, I'd probably lay off the NBA until the playoffs.
Oh, I love the NBA. I'm betting.
No. I know, Dan. I know. But, like, I don't know. The Milwaukee Bucks Heat game the other day.
Oh, dude. Please. You guys want to talk about the worst loss you could possibly have? Up by 17.5, lose the game by 14. I was on the 9.5.
What are you, the Texans?
Who the hell are you? I get it. You don't have Jimmy Butler. You can't close. But what the hell, dude?
Another thing. 14? The Celtics play the Heat with no Jimmy Butler on a back-to-back, and they get smoked.
Well, Jimmy, I mean, the Heat could not miss. Those two that game and the first game, or first half of the Bucks game, they could not miss. Could not miss a shot. They were hot.
I've been dabbling.
You gotta
in the
pick
NBA.
And pick and choose your.
But
spots
like the Spurs yesterday, were 9-point favorites. They won 119-111.
Literally, Utah's entire team was out. Entire
9
team.
Points, and they blew it by 8. How did the team cover? How do they cover without any of their guys?
I think the Jazz best player was Jordan Clarkson. I think he was the best player on the floor last night for the Jazz. I'm
trying to think of what else happened last. Oh, the Pelicans came back to win. What did they score? They scored
118?
64 whatever something points in the final. I couldn't believe it.
They scored 60. Like, was it 64 in the second half?
I can't believe some of these basketball ones. But anyways, I figured we'd get a little laugh. Get a little laugh. Yes, because, you know, it sucks to lose a game. It sucks, right? But a push?
It's gross.
To get beat on a 3-pointer?
It's gross.
With no time remaining? Because why not? As
it's
great
it's
as
not as gross as being up 17 and losing by 14.
That's definitely not as bad.
But you know what? It's one of those. It's so bad. It's actually not that bad.
All right. So we mentioned today's card. We'll go over the lines. Clips, Blazers, Jazz, Nuggets. I mean, who's playing? Who's playing today?
Who from the Heat's playing? No Jimmy Butler, no Goran Dragic, no Kendrick Nunn. At this point, take a rest. Sit out Bam Adebayo. There's no reason to play this game. And I guess they have seeding issues that they want to be the 4 seed instead of the 5 seed. Why? So you can be the home team? Who cares?
Who cares about home court advantage?
There's the home court advantage.
Somebody said that yesterday and I was like, what does it matter?
I get it.
Does it? No, right? It doesn't matter at all. They don't reseed, right?
No. In hockey, home being the home team matters because you get the last shift. So there is some advantage to technically being home team in hockey. In the NBA, on a neutral court, it doesn't matter. It doesn't mean a damn thing. Nothing.
Interesting. Real quick before we get to the break, the things that stand out to me in the NBA right now is the Suns are on fire, no pun intended. TJ Warren has been probably the biggest surprise, right?
Yep.
Biggest surprise. And I'm surprised the Trailblazers care. I'm surprised they care.
Looks like they're going to make the playoffs and give the Celtics a very much needed break in the lotto.
And not to mention the Brooklyn Nets made the playoffs.
And won last night. They
the
beat
Brooklyn
the
Nets made the playoffs. Oh, and you know what we can do? Let's do a little research during the break. Who's going to hit their win totals? Because the Celtics need to, I think, win their next three, right? They got an easy schedule. And they go over.
Yep. The Clippers have one more loss, and we hit that under.
Okay. Yeah, we'll go over that during there. We'll go over today's slate. We'll try to knock out that in the NHL. And again, the Bruins play a big one tomorrow. A big one. And they don't beat Washington, Dan. They don't beat them. It just doesn't happen. I don't know if it will tomorrow either. But then it comes down to who do you want to play in the playoffs. We'll get into all that. The number here is 617-779-0985. Oh, just shoot one for no reason.
If it's the biggest games in sports, you bet they're talking about it. This is the DraftKings Over-Under Show with the Bankroll Boys on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
All right, it's 98.5 The Sports Hub. You know, normally I don't listen to the commercials here, but I did. There. Did you hear that promo there?
Who's that guy?
I had a chance to talk to Danny Ainge this week, and I asked him. I go, hey, Danny, you know there's this thing. It's called the wrangle, the ref angle. Just wanted to get your opinion on how the Celtics have been treated so far by the officials since the restart. And he said that he's been very upset with with the calls. And then I said, hey, how's it feel when they send you an email that said, hey, we screwed up? And he goes, well, I tell them that I told them that they screwed up already. So I thought that was interesting. Anyways, so do you know that the Brooklyn Nets making the playoffs, Kevin Durant gets $1 million bonus? He didn't do anything this year, Danny. He made $38.2 million.
Good for him.
Like, he should just, like, I'll take the point, too. Give me the point, too. You know?
I don't think he's going to give that to you.
Maybe we can split it in half.
Deal. I still don't think
hell, I'll split it with Tucker if we have to. The point,
yes. I'd like to take.
Wait, you know, 200,000 divided by 3, huh? I don't know if we'll probably get taxed on that.
Yeah. It's not great.
I'm good at math. 66,000.
Yeah.
You'd take that, right?
Sure.
I would take that, yes.
Sure.
Man, we could use that today. Anyways, all right, so teams, I had bubble standings. I don't know where they went.
I got them for you.
Okay, yes. Give me the bubble standings.
All right. These are not updated with yesterday's scores, I don't believe, so I'll have to pull that up. But I believe Milwaukee Bucks, 2-2. Toronto Raptors, 3-1. Boston Celtics, 3-2. I believe that's correct. Well, that could be incorrect. It looks like a bunch of these are actually incorrect.
The team that's looked the best to me has been the Heat. The team that's impressed Celtics me the most is the Pacers.
All right, the Miami Heat, 2-2. Indiana Pacers, it says 3-1 here, but I'm pretty sure they're 4-0.
I don't think they've lost.
I'm pretty sure they're 4-0.
Yeah.
Or they may have lost yesterday, actually.
they, I know that they beat Orlando.
Yeah, they lost to the Suns. They did.
Oh, they, that's right. The Suns are undefeated. That's right.
Philly, after yesterday, I believe they won, if I'm not incorrect.
And, no, they won yesterday, but they got the, what's his name, got hurt.
Okay, 3-1. Brooklyn is actually 3-2. Orlando is 2-2. Sorry, no, they're 2-3 now. The Lakers are 2-3. The Clippers are 3-2. The Nuggets, did they win yesterday?
And they got your Jokic.
They are 2-2. They play today. The Rockets are 3-1. The Jazz are 2-3. The Thunder are 2-2. The Mavericks are 1-3. The Grizzlies are now 1-4. The Blazers are 3-1. The Suns are 4-0. The Spurs are 3-2. The Kings are 1-4.
So the Spurs went over. They were 2.5. That went to 3. So they hit. The Suns a hit.
Yep.
Did Washington win a game or no?
Washington, it's 0-5.
Okay, so that's gonna hit.
Yep. So the under there in Washington, if you got the under 2.5, looks good. The Nets over hit 3-2.
Wow.
People are pissed about that one.
I can't. Well, that Bucks game. Just still can't believe
it. It's gross. Yep. Let's see. So the Celtics total on the Celtics total on the bubble is 5.5. They're 3-2 right now.
And they got Orlando, Washington, and Memphis.
That Memphis game may matter to Memphis. It may not matter to Boston.
Yeah.
So there's a chance.
And I want Stevens did said he wants to get guys, like he wants Kemba off a restriction.
Yeah.
But I'll probably sit him, I bet, a game, one of those games. Yeah, maybe the last game.
He probably sits in the last game.
Yeah.
So I would be very careful about the Celtics, about the Grizzlies in that one. The Wizards are 0-5. They have three games left. I did not expect them to win more than two games. That under is looking good if you end up playing that. The Magic were over 3.5. They are 2-3. Game against Boston. Don't love that. Philly, 3-1 in the bubble.
Surprising. All right, let's talk about it. Ben Simmons, do you think he's going to be ready to go?
No.
I don't either.
I think that he needs to sit out the first round of the playoffs, which pretty much means that if he's sitting out against the Celtics, I think Philly is in serious trouble.
You brought this to my attention, and I actually it's become more evident. That guy can cover every position on
every
the court.
Every single
player. Defensively.
Yep.
Without that, I think they're toast. Now, they're going to be big. Horford's big. We know Embiid's big.
Tobias Harris
played very well yesterday, actually. But that's what they're going to be. I thought that would give the Celtics issues last night. It didn't. So I think that the Celtics actually will conquer teams that play half court.
Yeah.
That's why I think they play the Clippers and Lakers tough every time they play them.
I also think that that Toronto is not a good matchup when it comes to the guards and the forwards. Like, they have a lot of bigs, but outside of Siakam, you start getting down there. I don't know if he can cover defensively.
He's been better.
And Lowry can cover, but Van Fleet is an issue defensively at times.
Yep.
They just don't have a bench that can guard, you know, any one of the Celtics guards. So, I mean, that's a problem.
But if you look at the what the Sixers do, they don't have anybody either, though.
Right, and so that is kind of the problem. You need Simmons to rotate onto Tatum, Brown, Hayward, even Kemba at times, whoever's hot.
Any chance the Pacers get ahead of Philly here?
Well, I mean, they're ahead of Philly in the standings right now, I believe.
So, but it would be Boston and Philly right now.
Oh, you're talking about any chance that Philly wins out?
Wins out, yeah, sorry.
Well, I mean, Indiana started hot. I don't know. Their next game off the top of my head, I think they play the Lakers today. I think we just talked about that.
Yeah, Lakers, Pacers, 6 o'clock. Okay. We don't know if LeBron's going to play.
We don't know LeBron. We don't know about Anthony Davis. So this is a big one, in my opinion. And then the Sixers still have to face the Blazers. Like, and I actually think that you might be worth looking at the Blazers look in that one. The Pacers then have to play the Heat, which is a seeding game on Monday. If I had to go off the top of my head, Joe, right now, I'll say no. I think Philadelphia without Simmons is probably resigned to that 6-6.
Yeah, plus they don't want to get anyone else hurt. That's interesting. All right, I'm looking at today's lines. Some of them, again, are off the board because of injuries. But Clippers, Portland. Portland at 3.5. Normally I would grab the Clippers in this situation. I just think Portland's put up so many points. The total's 233. Normally I lean on an under. And the Clippers, but these two teams, dude, they're going to score a ton of points. So here, I would just go over. I know it's that early game. I'd go over 233.
I lean under. I do. I think that defensively, you're gonna have some defensive battles. I don't think the Clippers have been as good offensively as they have been prior.
Ooh.
And not to mention, this opened 5.5, Joe.
Ready
this
for a trend here?
It's already down to 3.5.
Under 6-1 in the last 7 meetings between the two teams.
Yeah. Defensively, they actually match up pretty well against each other. Think about all the on-ball guards that the Clippers have to deal with Lillard and McCollum. And think about the bigs that that Portland has to deal with, the Harrells, the Kawhis, everyone that who has even a little bit of size on the Clippers. So I actually think they match up pretty well defensively.
Mm. Yeah. I leaned over, but yeah, I mean, history says that these teams play out. Now Denver, we don't know about Jokic. Utah, I'm kind of out on at this point.
The spread right there is kind of going all
over
the place.
Well, it's basically a pick 'em, right?
Denver's opening at 1.5 or 1. So, I mean, it's pretty much a pick 'em. I think they're anticipating that Jokic is going to play and the Jazz are not going to rest everyone again. So I think that they're anticipating everyone playing, but let's be honest. Can we just be honest? The bubble's kind of a joke when it comes to everyone playing, right? The bubble's a joke. So you never really know what you're going to get.
The only game I care about today is Phoenix-Miami. But that Lakers-Pacers game would be interesting if everyone played. Right now, it opened at 8. Pacers down to 7.5. I just don't know who's playing. And that's why I can't take a look at this game at all. And the total's not even on the board right now.
219.
Okay.
219. I lean over on the total, regardless of who's playing or not. And to be quite honest with you, at some point the Lakers have to play their guys. You know what I mean? Like, you can't sit everyone out every game and just have them, go through rest, be rusty again for the playoffs. Not that you probably need it versus Portland, but or Memphis. But my point remains, you probably need to play a little bit. So. This is the Pacers are hot. It's a good team, good matchup. I would not be surprised if they played everyone today.
Phoenix and Miami, I don't have the total right now, but in the last 5 meetings between the two teams, it's gone over.
226.5 is
over.
The total right now.
Over.
The spread, depending on where you go, anywhere ranges from 2.5 to a pick 'em.
I wonder how Miami bounces back.
Well, it sounds like there's going to be no Butler, no Dragic, and no Kendrick Nunn.
Oh, no.
For Miami. I'm worried that Bam Adebayo might not play either. Mm. I would take a strong look at Phoenix today. If Adebayo plays, man, I actually feel pretty good about saying this. Suns 2.5 is a real good look today, in my opinion, if you can find a 2.5.
Finally, Dallas has not been the team we thought they'd be coming into the bubble. They take on Milwaukee tonight. They basically rested Giannis and Middleton. Well, actually, they just beat the Heat, so maybe they'll rest those guys tonight.
I don't know. The spread opened at 9.5 in Europe. A day or two ago, and it is now 5.5 in the few markets that are around. 4.5 in some locals like the Ace PPH. I know is 4.5. If you're looking around there, DraftKings is 5.5. So, I mean, the low spread to me, Joe, says someone's sitting out. There's got to be some information about either Giannis or, in my opinion, it's probably Brooks Lopez and maybe Middleton or Bledsoe. Like, they're probably, it looks like to me, there's going to be a few guys out for the Bucks today. In that case, I don't mind looking at a Mavericks dog play here. Maybe first half, because the Bucks have been ridiculous second halves, as we saw with the Miami play. But I would not feel too terrible about a Mavs first half or full game play.
Chris is in Leicester, wants to talk about the Celtics. What's up, Chris?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
What's up, man?
Two questions. So my first one is, if Portland is able to win the play-in, because it's looking like they're going to get to that game, if they are going up against the Lakers with the way both teams are playing, do you think they could give the Lakers a run for their money?
No.
And my second question is, with the 3-seed locked up for the Celtics, and if Simmons is out, would you rather Philly over Indiana, or would you rather Indiana?
I'd rather Philly in general, but other people don't.
Without Simmons, I'd take Philly.
Yeah.
And I don't think the Blazers have an absolute prayer.
Well, listen.
No,
the Blazers aren't going to win the series. I mean, okay, that's what we're talking about.
They don't have a prayer.
But I think they're going to put up a bunch of shots and make the Lakers work. Right?
Yeah, sure. We make the Lakers work. But again, it's the same type of dynamic there. Who guards LeBron on that team?
Nobody.
Nobody. Yeah, nobody. So you don't have any. I mean, what are you going to do? You're going to put Nurkic and Whiteside? Those guys are going to foul out in 10 minutes.
Yeah, Whiteside's been a disappointment. A huge. So I was thinking about this the other day. It might have been Scal who brought it up. But the cast of characters that are on the Lakers, like in a situation where, like, let's say, you know, the Blazers get hot, like, that's a team that could melt with, like, Deion Waiters. You know, obviously they don't have Rondo right now.
I actually don't agree with Scal at all. I don't. I don't agree with Scal at all.
Because, I don't always agree with him, but yeah, I just thought that it's just when it comes to like these teams, yeah, clearly I think the Lakers and Clippers are the two best teams.
Here, the simple question, okay? In the NBA, simple question to you guys. What did LeBron James do in the East? He had similar cast characters.
Yeah, yeah.
Deion
Waiters
there was there. J.R. Smith was there. Okay. He walked through and got to the finals every single year. What's different? What is different about this year?
You know what? You're right, Dan. The Blazers have no shot.
The Blazers have no
shot.
They
can shoot a lot of threes, maybe extend the series a little bit.
They might get a game, maybe two, if the Lakers decide to take it off, but they don't have a shot. They do not have a realistic shot of winning that series.
All right, NHL, we got some big games coming up, and one tomorrow with the Bruins. We'll get into that after the break.
If it's the biggest games in sports, you bet they're talking about it. This is the DraftKings Over-Under Show with the Bankroll Boys on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
98.5 The Sports Hub. Hockey. You know what I don't like is all these people complaining about the ice.
Like the ice does get pretty bad.
Are you going to get on it too?
No, I'm just saying.
I know, three games one day. I get it.
Sometimes four. There was like four games one day there. The ice does get like kind of by the end. But I mean, like, what are you going to do? Yeah, you know, what do you want? You had to expect the ice was not going to be great at the end of the game. You know what I mean? Or at the end of the, the four games, whatever it is, three games.
Islanders beat the Panthers. Montreal, they'll give you credit there.
Had that. We had both of those. We had the Islanders too.
What else? The Leafs. OT.
The Leafs came back and pulled a Bruins last night. Down 3-0. Scored three in the third, win 4-3 in overtime.
Coyotes. Moving on.
Yep. The Blackhawks.
In Chicago.
We also talked about
that game didn't go over for some reason.
I had the first period over. That's all that matters.
Hey.
First period over.
So.
And Vancouver won the series versus Minnesota, I believe, 3-1.
So what that means is there's only a couple more to go here. And I wanted to look at today's slate because, like, tomorrow was up in the air. But Golden Knights Avalanche, I feel like Colorado's on fire, man. This is going to be a good game.
This is going to be probably the best game of the qualifying round. Of the qualifying round robin, I should say. To me, this is... These are the two teams, in my opinion, who one of these two is going to win the West. I feel very strongly about saying that. In my opinion, these are the two best teams in the Western Conference.
I'm going to PP Colorado minus 115 today.
Okay. I'd like to know...
For those who don't know what a PP is, it's a podcast play, but we're live.
Yeah.
So yeah.
I'd like to... So there you go. Ding, ding, ding. Tucker, ding, whatever. Ring ding. The bell. You don't have to ring the bell. It's fine, Tucker. In my opinion, if... The Golden Knights start Robin Leonard. I think they're better than the Avs at certain times. Leonard's a huge difference maker for that team. I think this is such a pick'em. It's such a toss-up, dude. This game is going to be awesome. I'm watching this game, by the way. Watching it. I don't care. I'm finding a way to watch this game. To me, this game is going to be one of the best of the playoffs. And actually, I think both games are pretty good, Joe, because the other game we have... is the Flyers Lightning, and the Flyers, I had the Flyers the other day, with the backup goalie, beat the Caps, I believe, 3-1. Now they're facing the Lightning. Do you think the Flyers have a real chance to make a run in the East?
Yes.
Because there's a lot of people jumping on the train now. And I believe we were early, and I said that, you know, I would take a look at Philly. The ship's starting to get full, though.
I think Tampa Bay should be favored today.
Oh, yeah.
But the Flyers have a legit shot. I just think that... Vasilevskiy and that defense, man, they impressed me against the Bruins. They did.
They just come at you. And again, I don't know if Stamkos is playing tonight.
I don't think he is, man. He didn't play.
I don't think he is either. But nonetheless, Tampa Bay -135 seems heavy. Seems heavy. Seems like there might be some value on the Philly side. And then tomorrow, Bruins Capitals. We discussed this off the air, but the Bruins always suck versus Washington.
I won't bet the Bruins versus Washington. I won't do it.
No.
I always actually go the other way. I always bet Washington.
Yeah.
No line, no total. The story in that one is Bergeron, Krejci. Halak wasn't going to play anyways unless
Bergeron, I'm actually not too worried about. I think he'll show up.
But Krejci's been bad.
Where the hell is David Krejci? Got to show up.
I'm not one of these guys who wants to defend anyone.
I'd say actually the line in total are out. Boston is a -130 favorite. Total's at 5.5.
Who would you want, Carolina or
the Islanders?
Islanders.
Neither. Honestly,
Islanders are young, and I feel like they could like.
I was gonna say I feel better about Carolina.
Carolina's been playing well though.
They have, but at least you know
them. Exactly. You know, I said that yesterday. They know Carolina. Like they know Carolina. The Islanders have talent, man. And
I think the Bruins, here's the thing. If the Bruins lose to Washington tomorrow, right, you're going to see some value on the Bruins in that Carolina series. Yeah, that line is going to
dip. That's what I'd start looking at.
That line is going to dip because what you're going to know, everyone's, I mean, listen, I'm already down on the Bruins. I'm already down. They've already played two games. They lose to Washington tomorrow, you're going to find some value in that Bruins series price. Honestly, you will.
That actually makes me feel better about them going on a run, too. Like, you get Carolina in the first round, you'll probably get Philly or Tampa second round.
Ugh. Yikes.
Beatable, though.
Yeah.
Beatable.
Yeah.
And then you'll get...
But then
you'll get who else will be around in that... I'm trying to think of... You know what I'm saying? If you can beat one of those two teams, now you're dealing... Well, you can get Washington. It doesn't get easy, man.
There's no easy road to the East this year. Also tomorrow, Stars Blues.
Stars suck.
Yeah, the Stars are struggling. The line right now, St. Louis -130 favorites. Totals at 5.5 there too. Going to the under. Jackets Leafs. That series is tied 2-2. Total in that one's 5.5, and Toronto big favorites -170, -165 to -175. It looks like. I'll fade the home side. And again, I know last shift does matter in hockey, but again, I'll take the Jackets at that price. That seems wicked high for a hockey game.
Okay, we'll open up the MLB slate today. We'll see if we like anything there. I know Dan's got some WNBA stuff, and just want to keep track on that over 19.5 home runs as well. We'll do all that as we wrap up the show here, 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Who you got? These guys have the answer. Joe Murray, Dan Lifschitz, the DraftKings Over-Under Show on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
All right, Danny Boyle, opening up the MLB scoreboard here. I'm no longer betting on the Red Sox anymore. I'm not even fading them anymore because I don't know when any. They're hard to figure out.
They are, in my opinion, the least reliable team in the major leagues.
Yes.
So unreliable.
So today, we get Yankees, Rays, Gerrit Cole, fade?
We got double Yankees, Rays.
Any fade situation there for your boy Cole?
It's a 7-inning game. So I've been playing first fives. Ooh. There's no first fives in a 7-inning game, so I'm not touching it. But I would tell you that I would go Tampa Bay against Cole. Glasnow, in my opinion, is close to an elite pitcher. So I would go Tampa Bay early in the first
game. Forgot about that 7-inning thing there.
Yep. Kind of screws everything up. So I'm not playing it.
Zach Godley goes today for the Red Sox. Don't see a line yet. Godley gave up. He actually did okay in that relief appearance. And they hung around for him in the last game there.
Yeah, I don't see a line on the game either.
I see over under 7.5 Rockies Mariners. Do I go under? Let's do it. Let's go under 9.5.
Pepe?
Rockies, Mariners, PP, baby.
There you go.
Even though it's in Seattle. But both the Rockies, man, are pretty good. 10-3 this year. Whatever. Anything else you see on the board, or do you want to get into WNBA?
I'm gonna take the Cleveland Indians first five today. So there you go. So if you listen to the show, you get that. Cleveland Indians first five
versus White Sox, 2 o'clock today.
-120. Mm. So give me my play for the day. Cleveland Indians first five -120.
And the home run total, I believe, 7.
7
right now. So what do we need? 12 more dongs? No,
13. 13 more dongs.
13 more dongs for the over. How many more games do they have?
Plenty. 45.
Okay, we got this.
45-ish games?
13 dongs in 40 games?
It's Aaron Judge. You have to stay healthy.
That's true.
So there you go. WNBA, 12 o'clock game, Dream Wings. I have an angle on it. We'll see what the line is. Of course, they don't come out with the lines till like 9:30, even before. I will have a potential play on that. I actually may have a potential play on all three WNBA games today. Mercury Storm, Sky Sun, and Dream Wings. Stay tuned. I'll potentially have a play on all three of those. Maybe I think I'll at least have one.
All right. I think that's it for this week. Come in.
That's it. I mean, we got Hardy with the golf coming up.
He
might have some golf thoughts.
Yeah. I'm still going to take Brooks Koepka to win. I believe I saw that at +180 today.
180?
To still come back and win, I believe, is what I saw it at.
Ew, I hope you wouldn't take that. That's a terrible
plus
bet.
+180?
That's nothing. Dude, that's no odds.
Because they
rounds.
Still think he's going to win. He's the defending champion. Two-time defending
hard pass.
Champion.
I told you. I had Jason Day, pre-tournament bet. I will roll with Jason Day.
Still got Webb Simpson, 28-1. Sorry, Koepka's 450.
There we go. Okay. That makes me
Fleetwood's 900.
Maybe makes me feel a little bit better. Fleetwood's not bad. I like Tucker's
and
approach.
Tiger Woods plus 6,600.
As long as it's not Dustin Johnson. I hope Dustin Johnson just has that.
Tiger couldn't hit a single putt yesterday.
That's right.
Tiger, can we just be honest? Tiger sucks. Sorry, Hardy. Tiger sucks. Enough. Enough with the whole Tiger thing. God, he's done. Like, if he wins another tournament, I'll be stoked. But what is he? Plus, he was even on the tournament so far? Dude's done. He's a mid-round golfer. It's fine. He might have one more.
I got my Koepka plus 450. I think I put 180 on it. That's what I did.
Hold on a second. I want to hear the rest of Dan's Tiger sucks soliloquy.
Okay. All right, Hardy. Here we go. Yeah, I'm really excited to hear about why you want to bet on Tiger every week and lose your effing money. When was the last time the guy won a tournament outside of one tournament in the past, what, 10 years? He's been garbage.
It was a major championship a little over a year ago.
Okay.
So
I'm aware of that.
He won the Masters. I mean, I don't know. I don't know what to tell you, but anybody who makes the cut, doesn't suck.
No, he sucks.
Anybody who has, and whether it's all time or not, you know, 14, 15 major championships, he doesn't. I understand what you're saying. You don't want to bet money on him. Okay. But to say that he sucks is
fine. You know,
do you want to walk that back a little bit there, Dan? Or do you want that to be the last thing you say this morning?
I think he's the best golfer of all time. I think currently, if you bet on him, you're a terrible bettor. I think you're right because the odds are
ridiculous on Tiger right now. It's like, you know, I see some of the odds on that stuff. I'm like, I wouldn't bet that on, you know, Joe was just saying, like, on Brooks Koepka, a guy who should win it and a defending champion. It's like, no, you've got a field of how many hundred and total players, and who's alone atop the leaderboard? Ho Tong Lee. Who saw that coming? You don't know. You don't know week in and week out. Betting golf to me is lunacy, which unless you're, you know, like buying a prop now this weekend. So anyway, by the way, we're going to be doing that later on in the show too.
Took Webb Simpson today to win the tournament plus 20.
Are you going to talk about how Tiger sucks the rest of the time?
No, he did not putt well yesterday. But I mean, you saw what he looked like in his charity match, the one that he did with Phil and
Brady. Yeah,
and Brady. It's like, here's a guy if he's just out there raking it around, he's nothing but fairways and greens. That his game is changed so drastically. That's the most interesting thing about him, is the guy that he was 23 years ago when he won the Masters for the first time, and the guy he is now, they're two totally different players. He has learned to play this game and play it at its highest level. And I'm not using hyperbole here, playing the game essentially three totally different ways, a minimum of three totally different ways. And he will win another tournament at some point. I don't know if he'll win another major.
I agree.
But yeah, he's going to win again. And most guys never win. I mean, it's a fact. You know, they win a couple of tournaments their entire careers, period. Golfers are celebrated. Freddie Couples, one of the most beloved golfers of all time, he won one major championship. He's got a handful of wins. So to say that Tiger, he might win one more, that's better than most people will do this year, next year, and the year after.
Fine. He still sucks as a bet. How about that?
Okay. Yes, I agree. I think the odds on him are terrible. Okay, I wouldn't bet with those odds. I will retract my
statement and say Tiger Woods is a sucky bet.
We'll wrap it up, okay? But I think it's good to bet if he'll make the cut or not every time.
Yeah. There's fair odds on him.
Yeah, Ricky Fowler would have been a good bet on that this weekend, and see what happened with him, too. We'll be talking about that. This is a crazy tournament. It really is.
That's usually the final, and now it's the first. We love what's going on down the bay. All right, Hardy's got the golf club coming up next. Thanks, Tucker. Thanks, Dan. Me, bye.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, and all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline MA.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.